Hello, everybody. My name is John Ingram with Town Square Media Montrose, and I am overjoyed once again to be joined by two of my favorite interviewees, if you will, and probably the most seasoned vets that we have on this interview stage. And that is Stacy Ryan and Troy Raper, both with the Valley Symphony Association. And Troy, of course, is the artistic director and orchestra conductor. And Stacy, I feel like you wear so many hats. I'm just going to say Stacy Ryan with the VSA.
There you go.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in again or for chatting with me. And I know that, you know, one thing I've been impressed by with the Valley Symphony Association is how prepared and well thought out the next season is going to be. I know a lot of businesses and organizations who are kind of flying by the seat of their pants. That's not a bad thing. But I know that the VSA already has their theme for the upcoming 25-26 season. And Troy, I want to start with you and talk a bit about not only what the theme is for season 54, but also some of the, how it came to be, how it was created. So why don't you talk a bit about that? I know you were spearheading that initiative.
Well, I am, and thank you for having us again. And the seasons that we put together, we have to pick music as soon as possible, and I have to come up with ideas along with all the people on the team here to try to come up with something that is relevant and interesting and saleable and enjoyable. And about a year ago, a little over a year ago, Stacy and I were sitting at her kitchen table going over all sorts of stuff with the VSA as I've settled into my role, going into my third year. And we started talking about what are we going to do for a couple of seasons. And I just sort of took it and said, well, I'm going to schedule out 54 and 55 because wow. I want to have some cohesion there. So we came up with Heritage and Legacy as the next two seasons. And the next season, 54, will be all about the heritage of the area, our region, Colorado, the United States, and really the Valley Symphony Association and what it is that what heritage means to us and trying to sort of paint a musical picture around that. With my idea was to take the information from our musicians who volunteer their time, that play because they want to, they found a place that they belong and can play in an ensemble that appreciates what they're doing and do it really just for themselves and for the joy of what they're getting. So the idea of heritage then builds into what got us where we are, what makes the Valley Symphony Association what it is and what makes it so special. So I went through and we have concert titles that are sort of broad overreaching ideas and a little easier to for everyone to understand. Obviously our Pops in the Park concert, mm-hmm. Where I last year I decided to sort of make this a sort of a preview of the whole season, as well as just really fun outside summertime music that we get to play. We'll be up in Cedar Edge and then back in Montrose for two performances of that, and as will the choir. We'll have more information on that on the website. But the Pops in the Park is really a fun, bring a picnic and sit down and enjoy some live music and hear something that maybe you haven't heard before. So we're sort of theming it around soundtracks. And one of the things the orchestra did over many years was they really enjoy playing soundtrack pieces from various things. So we're going to play some Hamilton and some Duke Ellington and things from Wicked and some stuff from the musical Oklahoma, as well as, you know, things like summertime and outdoor fun things. So that'll be a great concert. And then the second concert we'll have this year is called Bach to Rock.
Love that.
And really, if you think about the orchestra itself as a community orchestra, it's, you know, hey, what do you guys want to play? And people are like, oh, I've always wanted to play Bach, or I've always wanted to play Beethoven. And then, you know, can we play some pop stuff on top of that? So we're going to do some really, really cool things. One of the feature pieces is a piece by Chuck Mangione called Children of Sanchez. And that's going to be a lot of fun. I think the orchestra is going to dig it. And then we're going to do the orchestral suite number 2 in B minor by Bach. We're going to do the real one. Couple of flutes and have some fun doing some selections. We won't do the whole thing. It's like 40 minutes long, but we'll do bits and pieces of it. And so that'll be a whole concert of some pop music, maybe some Beatles, just having fun with the idea that there's some history there.
Wow. Bach, Beethoven, and Beatles. It has to start with a B.
It's the alliteration right. of season 54. No, that's great. And I mean, I look at the schedule, and of course, as Troy, as you mentioned, the Pops in the Park, which is obviously a staple for the Valley Symphony Association. Same with Christmas by Candlelight. Looks like, once again, there's going to be 3 shows for Christmas by Candlelight, which I know. Is this the first year you did that, or was it the second?
No, this will be
the last year.
Okay.
Last year was the first.
Well,
and that one on Saturday at 3 this year, that's going to be the family, mm-hmm. the family. Concert, the shortened kind of a matinee, excuse me, yeah.
And I love the Bach to Rock is great. I think, you know, Christmas by Candlelight, it looks like a really good season. And Stacey, I want to ask you, you know, I know that Troy kind of spearheads the artistic direction of each season and comes up with the themes and whatnot, but the Pops in the Park in the Christmas by Candlelight, I know that these are longtime staples for the Valley Symphony Association. Talk about the importance of that consistency to the community in terms of having those 2 staples every single year.
You know, Pops in the Park, it's our give. We call it, in the past, we've called it our give back concert, where there are free concerts. And so they are outside. They're very scalable. So, you know, bring your chair and your umbrella or whatever and come out and enjoy either in Cedar Edge, like Troy said, in Cedar Edge and in Montrose. But one of the things I've run into over the course of the 8 years I've been doing this is people will say, oh, there's a symphony here.
Yeah.
Which I just want to, like, you know,
I know.
I won't say what I want to do, but you can imagine, because it's very difficult to get the word out in this community. So for those 2 that are so standardized, mm-hmm. it really makes it easy, because people, like, I think last year we actually changed up the Christmas by Candlelight and we called it Snow, but everybody referred to it as Christmas by Candlelight.
So sure.
It's like, why are we fighting this? You know, it just make it bad. And when I first started, I think they had been counting them off with Roman numerals, and we stopped doing that. But, you know, who cares if it's 17 or whatever. So it's Christmas. You know, we all know what we can expect there. And Troy is really great about mixing it up and making it fun and being very inclusive with all the ages and all that fun stuff. So that does make life easier when they are standardized like that. And there are, while the names of the other ones change, there are typically, there are commonalities, like with the October concert is always the orchestra, and it's usually more of a classic. It has a classic bent to it. The February concert's the same thing. It's the orchestra. Typically, although it hasn't been these last couple of years, it's kind of we've done different things with it. But that's usually been our winter orchestra concert, and then March is typically the standalone chorus concert, although this year, of course, we flip-flopped it. And then back to April being the finale, which is the orchestra concert, and a lot of those, and it's a little bit more pops-ish, you know, in the past, what has been done is that some of the things that we play there, we actually reprise at the Pops concert, but Troy's done different things and given it his own touch on it and does what he wants to do with Pops and does this kind of like this preview thing has been really popular and fun. And from a musician standpoint, it's like you dip your toe in it and it actually makes it easier to come back to it later in the season and go, oh, yeah, I remember that. So it's all, you know, it really does make but to answer your question, Pops in the Park and the Christmas by Candlelight, it really makes it easy for people to know and remember. And it does have traction.
They're brands in and of themselves, right? And I know, I mean, this is what I do for a living, is we help brand. And then once you have some consistency, people become known for certain elements or certain names. So I think that's great. Troy, I did want to go back to you. We don't need to spoil everything for each of these concerts, but whether it's Bach to Rock, Canyons to Country, Past to Present, talk a bit about you know, maybe some of the big picture, higher level concepts within some of these shows for season 54?
Well, for me, and I think for the orchestra musicians themselves, the point here is to have some sort of connection to the historical music that's been played by the orchestra. And I shared with some folks this morning that, you know, part of what we have to do is sort of balance this heavy classical idea that, you know, it's a symphony orchestra. We've got to play Beethoven. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. And I think you have to balance that with just the pure fun of playing things that are maybe not what, you know, it's maybe not Mozart. It's not a typical symphonic orchestra. And I like to bring out some things. You know, my first season, I did some odd things that didn't match. And then this season, I was a little more focused on the classical end and really growing the orchestra's ability to dig into those things. And then this year is really about sort of reaching back and grabbing a lot of the information and music that they've played before and maybe approaching it in a different way to make it different and fun. And really, I think the audience is going to love it. It's not most of what we're playing, aside from probably four pieces this season, are not real heavy, serious music. I feel like I got a little heavy last season. And I wanted to back off just a little bit and have some more variety, I guess, in the process.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's and you just kind of learn as you go along. Stacey, something to add?
Yeah, and the other thing that Troy has magically done is his really, when I asked if you would program these two seasons to have some kind of a hearkening to the upcoming America's 250th birthday and Colorado's 150th birthday. And so these two ideas that he's come up with are just really, really great in how they bookend or sandwich would be more appropriate. They sandwich 2026 in the middle of it, which that entire year is a celebration of America's 250th and Colorado's 150th, because as a centennial state, it's kind of an easy thing to just kind of slide in on the coattails of America's America's birthday too. So so that also has is worked in here. It's subtle, but it really makes a lot of sense how he's approached this, you know, musically, artistically, and just very cleverly and creatively, I might add, Mr. Raver.
There you go. What a compliment.
And we will be playing on July 4th, 2026 for the big celebration at the amphitheater. And I put it on this season as far as my planning, because I wanted to lead up to that and throw some things out there. And just saying what Stacey said before is, you know, you walk around town and people don't always know that there is a musical ensemble of the level and the quality that the VSA is putting out. And it's exciting to get people to shows that maybe don't know what to expect. And so part of my job is to get them there and give them an experience. And I've just believed in my music my whole life that, you know, music is an experience that you get and you take what you need from it. And everybody's emotional need is different. So I try to keep it pretty open artistically to have some fun, to find some music. Sometimes there's outliers in there, but the whole concept here is really just to enjoy what we do and put on a good show, play good music, do it well, and leave the audience with something to take home.
And well said. I appreciate that. And I think that really sums things up very well. And I also just want to mention that the season sponsors for season 54, Peak Family Medicine and the David Mize family. Stacey, talk to me about the benefits of businesses and organizations around here in terms of being sponsors of the VSA and concert partners. Why should a business consider partnering with the VSA?
Well, you know, that's a good question, John.
Thank you. I try. Occasionally, I hit the mark.
You know, in this regional environment, and especially really even just more locally in Montrose, we the BSA relies so heavily and leans on businesses so strongly that we wouldn't be here without them. Absolutely, positively, 100%. And it's a huge piece of our organizational pie. And so what I have tried to do over the last 8 years is really try to, when possible, hook up a theme with a business that where it makes really good sense and it really helps them leverage their business and what they need to, you know, the messaging they need to get out. It's not just, you know, we're just going to say, oh, by the way, so-and-so did this. Isn't that great? Okay, clap, clap, and then move on. If you can really pull something together that it makes it more meaningful, and there's kind of even a heart pull on it, or that it just helps people understand the community, the level of community involvement than so many of these businesses they're so dedicated to, and it's absolutely part of what they do and why they understand how important it is. Like, you know, TEI Rockdale's great example. Mm-hmm. They, you know, if they sponsor the symphony, they're not going to get any rock drilling business. I'm pretty sure they're not going to get any international rock drilling business out of being a sponsor. However, they understand how important it is that their employees have a community that has offers what we offer. And you know, the TEI is a great example also because they support so many people, so many different organizations. But, you know, in just talking with Sue Frank there, you know, she really, really passionately believes and understands it makes a difference to her employees, mm-hmm. the quality of life mm-hmm. of her employees, the work-life balance, all those, you know, sometimes people kind of use them, just throw them out there as buzzwords, but there are so many businesses that really have a heart and understand how important it is to do that here. And it's really refreshing because when you get into bigger cities, it's not. It is more about the business. It's more about the, you know, ROI and all that stuff. Yeah. And I like to just talk about ROI when we can.
Sure.
But a lot of the ROI is really a community give back that makes it, you know, that allows us to be here, that allows these 125 plus, you know, musicians from all different walks of life and all different ages and to be able to do this again.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a really important distinction. I mean, there's such an emphasis on community in this community that really makes it, yeah, you know, it's not the ROI, maybe a little hard to correlate, but you can't sit here and tell me that there's no return. It may not be as much of a monetary return, but it's an important return just in the community. And TEI Rockdrill is a perfect example. Great reputation in town and a well-known business and one that really is integral to the fabric of this community. And I think it's because of things like this. So Very important. And the VSA is a really good way to kind of exercise that influence that a business may want to have in Montrose and just on the Western Slope as a whole.
I have to say that, I mean, I just pulled TEI out of the air because they're such an obvious and such a well-known example. All of our advertisers, all of our concert partners, all of our season partners, are very much the same heart with this. And especially as they get more involved with the VSA, as they actually come and attend a concert, a lot of them are just kind of gobsmacked at what actually happens on that stage and what Troy pulls out of this group and how much it's grown and how, even in the last 3 years, how much better it's gotten and it has continued. I mean, I've been a musician for 15 years and it's always gotten better. But I have to say the last 2 years have just been like really on overdrive.
Well, and that's Troy, I was just going to say, that's a perfect segue to Troy. Troy, we're running out of time here, but I do want to ask, I think it'd be a good time to just kind of get, I'm trying to think of the right phrase. It's almost like a mission statement. How do you approach your role as the artistic director and orchestra conductor, both in terms of how the VSA is involved with the community and the output that all of the volunteer musicians have? I mean, Stacy said it herself, like it's grown a lot over the last 3 years. The correlation, obviously, that has a lot to do with you. What is your approach to this role? I think it'd be a good time to revisit that.
Well, number one, you know, my job is to sort of set an example and an expectation in all the ensembles that I've worked with over my many years of my career, The idea is simply that when you set an expectation, people will reach for it. And I think the expectation that I want and wanted to do when I was called for this gig is, you know, I want to bring the best possible performance that we can get with the musicians that we have and grow the base of that musicianship, grow it to a new level. Wherever it is, we're gonna go up from there. The orchestra is fantastic to begin with, and they're working hard, and everybody's dedicated to really doing their best work. And that's I think the big. There's no secret, but that's what I have always believed. That is, you just set that expectation, and you just watch people kind of gravitate to that. And as a conductor, as a person standing in front of there, all I can do is encourage them to come to that expectation. Sometimes we get there, sometimes we don't, but we're always working towards an expectation of excellence. And, you know, you miss a note, so what? You get to the end, you learn something about it, and it's better next time. And so I don't have a lot of, I'm not trying to make the perfect orchestra. I say it a lot that, you know, we're not Chicago. That's not our goal. Our goal is to get better and sound better and present a product that people want to listen to. And that just gets better every time. And all you can do is set a high expectation and watch people grow to it. And it's amazing to watch. It's been really fun.
Oh, and that's got to be rewarding to the volunteers. I mean, everyone likes to get better, and nobody likes to make mistakes, but everybody likes to learn from them and have them, see improvement. It's just rewarding in life. So having that leadership and that approach, I'm sure goes a long way with all the folks that you work with, and it's impressive. Stacy, I want to end it with you. What else do you have to add about the VSA or season 54 as a whole, or whatever you want?
Well, just to kind of continue on with what Troy was saying, you know, our vision, you know, technically, officially, is connecting our communities through transformative live musical experiences. And we said musical experiences because as a musician, our rehearsals are musical experiences too. And that is a huge part of the musician member experience. And so, yes, of course, we are all playing to you know, for that concert. We have that in mind, and that's part of what makes it so special. At the same time, part of what creates the camaraderie are the rehearsals and how fun they are, and how we get better there, and how we start to learn more about each other, and we become more of a family. Not to overuse that phrase.
No.
But there, you know, again, as someone who's been here for 15 years, I know a lot of stuff about a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these are people I would have never known, otherwise. And it's been really special. And the other thing I think that really just kind of, it really states it really well, is that we play music you love and we are musicians, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that really, it kind of sums it up. At that same time, we are, like Troy has said, we are looking to grow the audience. If someone comes in and is just like, oh my gosh, who knew that was going to be that good? And then they tell their friends, well, then they'll come, and then they'll come, and then, you know, so on and so on. And it starts to grow the audience, and we start to have fuller, filling the house kind of thing. Like what we always see, Christmas by Candlelight, mm-hmm. You know, they're pretty much, you know, sold out.
Sure.
Other concerts have been sold out too, or close to it. But I can't encourage the communities more to come out and actually put your fanny in a seat and listen to it, because it makes a huge difference to play to a full house. And the more people we reach, the more connected we are, and it just continues to build on itself and get better and better.
Well, and that ambition, you know, to continue to grow, just in terms of attendance, but also just the improvement of people's skills who are part of the VSA. I mean, people feel that. It makes it rewarding for the participants, but also the community. And I've said it before, really, I think is a very important part of Montrose and the Western Slope. And I've lived in a lot of towns. Not every community has this. In fact, almost every community does not have this. And I think that part of what I love about this community is how many events, organizations, you know, people giving back, donating their time for anything, whether it's, you know, nonprofit or an entertainment value. I mean, it's all part of what it improves the quality of life here. So I think that you know, I thank you and appreciate all of that, because it's part of what, in my opinion, makes Montrose so special. Well, Troy, Stacy, always a pleasure. You guys are getting good at this. I feel like, you know, we talked for 25 minutes. And it's a great conversation. And Troy, anything else to add before we let you go?
Well, I just want to thank the audience that we've had for this year, for this last play season, for the season of play, and remind everybody that we do have a choral concert coming up in a couple of weeks. Go to valleysymphony.net and get your tickets and come out and see the river concert. I think it's, or the water concert. It's going to be fairly spectacular. Looking forward to it.
There you go. Stacy, anything else to add?
Nope. Just come out, get your tickets. There, that's this weekend. It's the 26th and 27th, and hope to see you there. It's going to be pretty special.
Well, as Troy mentioned, valleysymphony.net. You can also call 970-765-8323. Again, that's 765-8323. We've got the concert coming up this weekend, last show of season 53, and then on to season 54. It is called Heritage. There are six concerts, six different shows, I should say, with each of those playing multiple times on their weekend. And it is Troy Raper and Stacy Ryan with the Valley Symphony Association. Thank you both. We'll now get back to our regularly scheduled programming. This is Town Square Media Montrose.